purpose of system development. There must be a reason for the development of a system. This may come either from the management, users, customers, government, or any stakeholders of the organization. Some of the purposes for developing a new system may include high failure rate of the existing system. The current system may be failing very often, causing the organization to look for a better system. Slow in processing. The current system may be slow in processing data. Complaints from users. The current system may fail to meet users' expectations. Decline in profits. The current system may cause a lot of loss in terms of cost or time. Errors in the system. The system may have many errors and there may be a need to come up with an error-free system. High cost of maintenance. The cost of maintaining the current system may be rising tremendously, and as a result, there might be a need to reduce the cost through a new system. Lack of security. The current system may lack adequate security controls, and this may call for the development of a more secure system. The new government policies. New government policies may cause an organization to change their system in order to comply with the new directives and standards. Technological advancement. Rapid changes in technology may cause an organization to change their system to adapt to new technologies. Stiff competition for quality products and services delivery. Stiff competition for the same market and same services or products by different providers may cause an organization to look into better ways of maintaining a competitive edge over the others by developing a new system.